Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of We Watch Shudder. My name is Michelle, and who's here with me?
I'm the leprechaun. It's JD. It's wow.
Whoa, you had me fooled for a second.
I thought I would do something clever right out the gate, and I completely forgot that it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and I literally just rolled out of bed about 15 minutes ago, and
Oh,
now
so
I
that's
have a
why when our
headache.
10 a.m. record time came and went, it's because we were still asleep.
I wasn't so much still sleeping as I was just waking up.
That's fair.
And when you're 43, you don't just get out of bed. Like there's a whole
One does not simply
process.
wake up into Mordor.
Right, no, one does not simply wake up into Mordor. There is anxiety there that does not sleep.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh,
Oh.
you did not come to dinner with our small group of friends, JD, but you would have missed something. Let me tell you a small tale before we get into our two tales of the day, if I
Was
may
what's her
be
name
so
there?
bold. Stephanie?
No, what's her name? The one I
Oh, the
hate.
one you don't like. No, the one you like
Well,
was there, but the one you do
that's
not like
good.
was not there. Yeah,
That's
so we had a small group of friends go out to dinner. Yes, I have friends. Stop asking. We had a small group of friends, but there were also three people I had never met. Yes.
I told them I was not feeling up to going when the truth of the matter is they went to a place called Mas Tequila, and I hate tequila so much that I won't even go to a place named after tequila, and I didn't want to make things awkward for everybody. But anyway, please go. I don't know why I felt like I needed to
Crazy
share my
to
tequila anecdote at
you.
11:15 in the morning. You know why? Because it's 11:15 in the fucking morning, which is not even early, right? Like this day is almost half over, and I am like, I want to go. Please
I
continue.
promise I will make my story quick so that you can go back to bed. We don't even have to talk about the movies. I just got to get this out of my system.
I
There were
just
three people at
dropped
the
my
dinner.
microphone and there's all
You're
sorts of noise
awesome.
on the line now. We're never, this is going to be like a 3 hour episode for two movies. Please continue.
Oh my God, this is setting the stage. Well, I'm going to continue setting the stage. So last night, a small group of us, I think roughly 10, I would have to count. I'm not going to. Three people I had never met before, including JD's friend Stephanie, who I have many, many, many mutual friends with. And I was excited to finally meet her. And
You have
Aaron
met
was
her.
okay. Well, I couldn't remember her. I'm bad at remembering people. It's been a while since I've seen her then. But either way, I was like, oh my God, Aaron, I get to finally meet Stephanie. I'm going to make a big impression, not necessarily a good one, but a big impression because I know who I am. And so she showed up. I was excited. Dinner continues. And I don't remember how we got on this topic, but somebody said something and referenced squelching subtitles. And a bunch of us went, ah, squelching. And then a guy at the end asked what a squelch was. And I spent the next 20 minutes explaining the squelch files, all of my tags, including let's get squexual, my schedule that I have where I post every 2 weeks new squelches to the podcast website. Check it out, wewatchshudder.com. How I have collected so many squelches that now I can tell you which movies have the most squelches. And yes, it is Mad God with 16. And I just dominated the conversation for 20 minutes and educated people on something that they did not need to know. And I just had this horrific realization that I'm a fucking weirdo. So just needed to share that with you that you missed a whole squelching conversation last night.
Minute. It helps to turn the mic. See, I'm still having this cough, you guys, and so I feel really bad about coughing Michelle's ear off, so I turn the microphone off and then I forget to turn the microphone back on before I start talking. I need a producer. Is
You're
you
having
do
a
just
day.
fine. You do just fine. I need a producer. Anyway, no, that tracks with the squelching conversation. Yeah. I will never get over the fact that just one random stupid little photo text message on a bored night watching a movie has turned into this. It's pretty great.
Yeah,
I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that you don't remember meeting Steph, but that's okay. It was only at Evil Dead Rise, one of the greatest movies of 2023.
Oh, okay. Yes, then I absolutely did meet her, and yes, I do remember. I remembered you bringing some, but I didn't talk to her for very long, so that's why.
Well, yeah, we got there right as the. Anyway, she's going with us to see Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, I know. We screamed about it for a while at dinner.
I'm pretty excited about it. Have
Nine
we mentioned that
away,
we're
eight sleeps away?
Have we mentioned we're going to see Late Night with the Devil in the theater? Like going to the. Here's what I do love about. I mean, it sucks because it's definitely having an impact on the movie industry, but not so much the horror industry that we love, because the horror industry that we love has bucked on through without the support of theatrical releases. Anyway, going to the movies, like actually going to the theater to see a movie, is kind of becoming like a big deal for me again. Right?
Me too.
Like I used to just go see everything, and now it's like
same.
Like I gotta have a reason. You know, I gotta have a like, and if there's a reason, it's Late Night with the Devil. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, Michelle.
Well, no, according to
Hoobastank,
if there's a reason, the reason is you.
Okay, well, this podcast is over. You guys have a good life. Say goodbye,
that
Michelle,
is,
forever.
That is the third time one of us has made that reference on this podcast. Anyway, speaking of podcast, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. My name is Michelle,
happy
and I
Saint
fucking
Patrick's.
Love squelches. Yeah, happy St. Patty's. We decided to release a special episode. Let me take that back. JD decided to release a special episode of Leprechaun related content for St. Patrick's Day. And he picked Leprechaun from 1992. And then as a special nice little gift to his co-host, he chose Leprechaun Returns from 2018 because it was directed by my man, Stephen Kostansky. Let me clarify that I do not know Stephen Kostansky. He is not my man. I don't possess him in any way. I adore him. And I was very excited to check out these two movies, which I had never seen, and JD, you had never seen?
No, I had never seen any of the Leprechaun films. We'll talk about why when we start talking about it here, but we got this idea, I had this idea to start doing, it evolved out of our Thanksgiving and Christmas horror episodes, but it's March, right? So what's the big holiday? It's St. Patrick's Day, and I said, you know, I've somehow never seen Leprechaun. Let's talk about Leprechaun. And then I found out that there's a bunch of them, and I did not want to watch them all. But then I found out that one of them was a direct sequel to the original, skips all the others, so that made it convenient for us to not have to watch a bunch of them. And it was directed by that guy who made The Void.
And made Psycho Gorman, the greatest comedy horror of all time.
Yeah, that too. Steven,
I adore him.
Steven with a Kostansky, is it? With a K?
Yeah, with
Astron
a K.
6.
Yeah. I also I found out the distribution center, or not distribution center, they're a small distribution company that sells Psycho Gorman Blu-rays. So I actually bought one last night. Surprisingly, I didn't have one already. I've just always caught it on streaming. So I now have a Blu-ray of that coming, a Blu-ray copy of The Sadness, and a Blu-ray copy of Come True. So that is going to be my favorite shipment that arrives within the next week or two. I'm so excited.
I still haven't gone back and watched The Sadness for a second time, and I really need to do that. I think it's been, if you've seen The Sadness, I don't know if I really need to see that again is the right way to describe it, but
I've watched it 5 times. It's one of my favorites.
We're horror people. This is what we do to ourselves. Anyway, The Leprechaun, or not even a the. There's
it's
no
leprechaun.
The on this. It's just Leprechaun.
I wish he was a Dr. Leprechaun.
Dr. Leprechaun.
Yeah. That'd be the man in MD. Okay. Well, Dr.
Leprechaun
MD. We are going to do spoiler-free thoughts. Let's just do spoiler-free thoughts and rating for Leprechaun, and then assume once we hit the spoiler zone that eventually we'll just have spoilers for Leprechaun Returns. I don't want to do the whole thing twice. We're going to tell you about Leprechaun. Yeah.
Let's do them kind of both together here. Do you have plot summaries?
I do have them pulled up. So, Leprechaun 1992 from IMDb. An evil, sadistic leprechaun goes on a killing rampage in search of his beloved pot of gold. Leprechaun, 1992, rated R, an hour and 32 minutes. Starring fucking Jennifer Aniston and Warwick Davis. Jennifer Aniston.
Warwick Davis.
No comments on that.
Wicket the Ewok.
Do you want me to just tell you the Leprechaun Returns synopsis since I'm here?
Yeah, go ahead, hit him with it. We told him, you know, so there's all those others,
it's
like Leprechaun in the Hood and Leprechaun in Space and all that stuff in between there. Leprechaun Returns 2018 forgets all of that nonsense. Leprechaun is the only one that exists. So what happens in Leprechaun Returns, Michelle? Does the Leprechaun return, in fact?
Wow. We're still in the spoiler-free section, so I can't believe you would dump that on these people. But
he
does.
Does he? I mean,
and
it's right there in the title.
Yeah, he does. I spoiled it. Leprechaun
Returns. Your title
is
a spoiler. Knock it off.
The Leprechaun returns once again when a group of girls unwillingly awaken him after they tear down a cabin so that they can build a new sorority house. Leprechaun Returns 2018, rated R, an hour and 32 minutes.
Yeah, wait, are these both an hour and 32 minutes?
They are.
That's
that luck of
weird.
The Irish I keep hearing about.
I almost feel like that's the kind of thing they did on purpose, and that's super, super weird. Anyway, Leprechaun Returns. Leprechaun. I had never seen these before. Michelle had never seen these before. I had never seen these before because, frankly, even in 1993, because it's I don't know why they say it's a 1992 movie on IMDb. It wasn't released until January 93. Maybe it was like a festival thing. I don't know. I can't imagine this movie playing at any festivals. I had never seen it because even in 93, when this movie came out, I had an awareness of it. Even at that point, at 12 years old, it seemed like it might be a little ridiculous for 12-year-old me. And I may have been right. So I did finally come back and watch it. And, man, is this really a movie of its time? We'll put it that way. To me, it felt like this would have been a really good, like, half-hour Tales from the Crypt. But I didn't so much need 90 minutes of it. And then on the second film, I actually enjoy Leprechaun Returns more than I liked Leprechaun, because of certain things it does in a very nostalgic way as a sequel to Leprechaun. But by the same token, even though I enjoyed it more, I didn't need an hour and a half of this. Once again, this could have been like half hour Tales from the Crypt episode or something, and I would have been fine. They're not dumb, or they're not terrible. They're not bad. It's not something I will ever go back and watch again. It's pretty much what I thought it was gonna be. But it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, fine. I can check it off the list now. I've finally seen it. Nothing actively against it, but it was pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be. I'm going to go 2 skulls for Leprechaun and 3 skulls for Leprechaun Returns.
Wow. Once again, we are mostly in agreement, and you put very succinctly what I felt about both of them. Leprechaun, 1993. I'm not a creature feature person. Technically, the Leprechaun, kind of a creature feature movie. I'm not into it. I just find him annoying. He's not scary. He's like a pest. Just go away. Leave me be. You're more annoying than you are scary or threatening. I know you can kill people, but you're not really doing that. You're kind of just nagging me. Go away. So Leprechaun, Jennifer Aniston's in it. Warwick Davis is in it. So the acting's fine. It's just I find the Leprechaun himself to be just more annoying than anything else. Leprechaun Returns, though. I know I'm a Stephen Kostanski fangirl, but the reason I love that man is because he does such a good job with practical effects and effects specifically related to
Oh,
gore and
yes.
killing
Oh,
people.
yes.
And there is some good stuff in Leprechaun Returns as far as death is concerned. I will speak more about where its faults lie when we get into the spoiler section. I hope nobody can hear my dog barking. Can you, JD? No, maybe not. Okay.
No, I can't hear your dog barking
Okay,
at
thank God.
all.
Somebody walked by the
Also,
house. She's very upset. She's
my
so
mother
upset.
just decided she needed to deliver a message to me, like high school, you got clean underwear in the office style. She just walked in and handed me a piece of paper with a note written on it.
Was the note interesting or salacious in any way, shape, or form?
No, she just needs a prescription refill, so it totally was something where she had to interrupt me while I was recording. No, it's fine. If she
What
doesn't
is
tell me
even
right away, she's gonna
happening today?
forget.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's fine. Anyway.
Well, my
It's St.
rating.
Patrick's Day is what's happened today. Yes, your ratings,
I don't
please,
even.
Michelle.
Okay, my rating. Leprechaun, I'm right there with you for a two. Leprechaun Returns, because I love the kills specifically so much, I think I did enjoy it a little bit more and was very surprised. I was genuinely excited when I discovered how they were tying it into the first one. I thought that was all really cool. Some I felt the things that I don't like are the things that happen in between the kills and the things that I feel like I learned a lot about leprechauns and that I find them even more annoying because of these films. So I am going to go with a 3.5 for the sequel. I really enjoy a lot of the kills in this. It's just everything in between that's kind of meh for me. But
Yeah.
yeah, so 2 and 3.5 from me, 2 and a 3 from you. Surprisingly, not as bad as I thought they were going to be. I expected to hate these films. They were fine. At Leprechaun 1993
Yeah.
was not what I expected it to be.
Sure. So, look, let's just go right full on into spoilers then now, guys. If this happens to be the first time you're tuning in, from here we get into real serious. No more warnings. We're just going to talk about the movie spoiler territory. So if you do want to see them before we do that, stop here and then come back. Michelle, look, here's the thing. After I finished watching Leprechaun, I thought to myself, I might owe Michelle an apology. This is, I mean, and it's not, it's just, it's like you mentioned, this, like, creature features in general, and this type of creature feature, like, creature horror comedies, one of my very least favorite, like, I'm not a big fan of the Ghoulies, I'm not, like, frankly, outside of the original Gremlins, I can't think of, like, a creature feature type horror comedy that I enjoy. It's just the flavor that just doesn't work. I don't know for sure why. We saw it last year with a film called Unwelcome, about the Red Caps that a lot of people I've since discovered really enjoyed a whole lot more than I did. This just and so I watched it and I was like, man, it's good to know that even 12-year-old me had the right instincts about this type of stuff. And then I saw Leprechaun Returns, and honestly, okay, I gave it a 3, right? It's a movie that I don't hate at all. I don't know that I would ever go back and see it again, but it's a type of nostalgic sequel where it was able to. I felt a whole lot better about having just sat through Leprechaun because I got to see Leprechaun Returns. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yes, 100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. I completely agree that Watching Leprechaun for the sake of getting to the 2018 Leprechaun Returns made it worthwhile. It
Right.
completely, I was kind of happy about it. Surprisingly, I did not expect that. I was like, oh man, I enjoy Kostanski, but we'll see. This might be the one that I really don't enjoy. But I guess we're in the spoiler section. I'll do plot summary in just a second. But
Sure,
Leprechaun
sure.
Returns, it's similar to The Void, where it doesn't do a lot for me until we get to the part where he gets to show off the effects that he's so good at. And so
Yeah.
when those things are showcased in Leprechaun Returns, it's like, yep, that was completely worthwhile for me. Similar to The
So
Void, but Psycho Gorman is a perfect
I got so excited about making that
movie.
point that I, of course, completely blew right by our now
It's 11
legendary,
a.m. on a Sunday. Everything is
greatly
going wrong.
expected. Well, and look,
Yeah.
it's 11 o'clock, but on a Sunday, and Jenna still has not watched either one of these films, so you better tell her what happens in Leprechaun. Here's what I'd like you to do, Michelle, just to see how this goes. I would like you, because Leprechaun Returns is a direct plot sequel to Leprechaun, I want you to just do both of these all as one big chunk.
Okay, I will
Tell
try
us.
to explain the story.
Make sure you delineate where the one ends and the other begins, as if
Of
it's going to be hard to
course.
tell. But try
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
do a double feature plot summary, Michelle.
Oh my
Three, two,
God.
one, go.
Okay, Leprechaun. Oh, I watched both of them last night. Let's see what I remember. There's a leprechaun, surprise. And at the beginning, he is walking down some stairs and he's got a pot of gold. And he's like, ah, nobody better catch my pot of gold. But then a guy, guess what? He gets the pot of gold and he brings the pot of gold home or the leprechaun home. He brings something home. I don't remember, whatever. It's St. Paddy's Day. So he brings it home and then his wife is like, ah, it's a bad idea. And then the leprechaun kills her because he convinces her that he's a child. And then he does like ventriloquism with her, but it doesn't trick the guy. And the guy puts he shoots the leprechaun with a gun, and apparently that's effective, and puts the limp body into a box and then puts a clover on the box because apparently that stops leprechaun. I learned so much about leprechauns and I'm so confused about them. So apparently that's what it takes to stop a leprechaun, but yet you still have to burn him, but then he can't burn him. I forgot what happens. Yeah, a heart attack? Maybe? Who knows? I'm going to assume that's the case. And then the leprechaun, he's still alive, but he's in a box in a basement. And then Jennifer Aniston shows up and she is the epitome of the annoying teenage girl where she's like, nah, dad, meh, 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 meh. It's exactly what she sounds like. But she did have the best line of the entire film, which was her dad says, or she's complaining about how she's spending the summer in New Mexico. And he says, it's not New Mexico, it's North Dakota. And she says, like it matters, which, oh my God, if you have been to both New Mexico and North Dakota, it absolutely matters. And this lady is going to be so disappointed when she realizes that she is in North Dakota, not New Mexico. New listeners to the podcast, we are from North Dakota and Minnesota. We still live in this area. I'm a Minnesota girl now because I enjoy it more. North Dakota is still where JD lives, but there's just a river in between us. It's a great area. But they went to the part of North Dakota that is not great. So, poor Jennifer Aniston, no malls. They don't have Ev's Corner at the
Hey,
restaurant.
I'm
JD, you were going to say
from the
something.
part
Oh,
of
your
North
mic is still off.
Dakota.
I see
No,
you
oh,
speaking.
okay. See, I've got two different microphones here. Anyway, it's
Oh, okay.
my outrage that the listeners already got to be privy to and you didn't is, hey, I'm from that part of North Dakota that's not so great, Michelle. Maybe you
I
be
know.
careful. No, it's there's, she's right. Devil's Lake, North Dakota is an interesting place. Anyway, I don't
Yeah.
I always say I don't mean to interrupt, but I do it anyway, and I do it
You
every time. I
do.
absolutely meant to interrupt. Please continue now.
It's okay because I was worried that there were going to be topics in these movies that I would feel uncomfortable discussing because, like, what if there were racist undertones that I didn't recognize because I don't know a lot about leprechauns and stuff? You are muted again. I
No,
keep, thank
I
God we have a
haven't. I just
webcam.
hadn't
Oh,
said
okay.
anything yet. I was
Okay.
just gonna say, I had no idea going into this that these movies took place in North Dakota.
Well, I'm
Complete
mad that they did.
shock to me.
There were
Okay,
racist
not a
undertones against
shock.
your people. Your
Shock
people,
is not the
JD.
right word, but I was like, oh, look at that. It's North Dakota. They talk about Larimore. There's not a university in Larimore. Larimore, North Dakota is a tiny little town about an hour away from Devil's Lake. But they at least...
They got confused with New Mexico again.
They got to go to the gold shop in Bismarck. Anyway, please, Michelle, continue. It's 11 o'clock. I don't know what I'm doing.
We shouldn't have told you when your microphone was still muted is what I'm learning. Keep it down. I see you reaching for it. I'm kidding. Okay, so then Jennifer Aniston's there, and she's like, meh. And then there's a guy named Ozzy. Ozzy has some learning disabilities. He has a shithead child with him. And nobody in this movie is likable, which was a weird choice, except Ozzy. Ozzy doesn't really do anything wrong, but Jennifer Aniston's annoying. The kid's a shithead. Or the neighbor that she kind of has the hots for, I don't see what the appeal there is. The leprechaun's annoying. Just the only person who's like kind of fine is Ozzy. But Ozzy lets the leprechaun out, and he's like, I'm a shoemaker and I'll give you stuff. And then Ozzy tells the little boy, and the boy's like, we'll fix your brain, which is like, oh, that's a sad thing to say and envision. And then they decide to follow the rainbow, and they find the gold coins, and then they're going to go fix Ozzy's brain, which is not what's actually going to happen. And then the leprechaun, he's pissed, and he's like murdering people, but not any of the main characters. He kills a guy at the one shop and then shines his shoes, and then he's looking through the house and he's shining shoes. He gets pulled over while driving a car and kills the cop. I don't know what the fuck. I feel like I learned a lot about leprechauns, but I learned nothing about leprechauns at the same time. Long story short, they trick the leprechaun at the end. They shoot a clover into his mouth because clover stopped them. And then he winds up in a well, and now he's just goo, but he's still alive, and you will rue the day. And then that's the end of Leprechaun 1992. There's just some shenanigans, but not enough death at all. And then Leprechaun Returns 2018. Here's the part where there's a new movie, just in case. They're back in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. In fact, they are back at the same house. And the daughter of Jennifer Aniston, called Tori Redding, is now moving into that house, and they're building a sorority house, and they're going to be super eco-friendly, and this is the thing that they are doing. And the driver is Ozzy. I thought that was actually pretty neat that he still lives there, and now he's a taxi driver and just like a nice guy in the area. So Ozzy brings Jennifer Aniston's daughter to the house where she's gonna live with these ladies and fix up the land and install solar panels and things. Ozzy is very freaked out, and he realizes who she is, but he forgets his cell phone there and has to go back. And then he goes to the well, and water splashes up into his face, and now he fucking gives birth, but not in like a good way, like in a very rudimentary C-section way. That was dope. So he got dead.
I'm sorry. You say he gives birth, but not in a good way. Is there a good way to give birth, Michelle?
I think in a way that doesn't kill you would be a good way.
I'm not trying to be glib here. Like, I get it, you know, that like motherhood, parenthood, you know, special moments. I'm talking about the literal experience of giving birth. There's no way that ever happens well.
I love birds. So when a stork shows up at my doorstep with a baby, the highlight is the stork being there.
Why did I... Please continue.
Okay, I will do. So yeah, he gives birth the old-fashioned way where there's not a bird involved, and that's unfortunate. And then two of the roommates are super one-sided. One's like, I'm anxious and anal retentive, and that everything I say will be related to that. And the other girl's like, I love drinking, so everything I do will be related to that. But the main character feels shockingly real. And then the leprechaun, of course he's back. There's a lot of really cool deaths. There's a cut-in-half death. So cool. We'll come back to there. That's a sprinkler. There's a sprinkler death. So cool. We'll come back to that. Again, leprechaun lore, I don't understand. Apparently, the less gold he has, the less power he has. I guess technically I understand it. It's just like I learned so much. Also, they're obsessed with shoes, which me too. But also, that's just it's bizarre. At the end, he is still alive, and he hops on a chicken truck so that he can go to Bismarck and try to get the rest of his gold. And most of the people are dead. The end. Leprechaun Returns, 2018.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it. There's a leprechaun. Yeah. He wants his gold back. And he's trying to kill people to get his gold, then they stop him. And then he comes back and he tries to get his gold again. And then they stop him. Yeah.
It's I do kind of want to go see a leprechaun in space now.
No,
because Jason
I don't.
X is my favorite Jason movie, and I you don't have to, but I
don't want to.
I do.
So
I want to go see what he's doing up in space.
I suppose we should probably start with the original. Look, I this again. It's not bad. It's just there's just way more of it than I needed. Warwick Davis is fantastic, obviously. He's an incredibly talented fella. And just choose scenery in this movie. Like, he knows exactly what he's making and has no no ego about it or anything. Just fucking throws himself into this. But it's that early 90s just super low budget. I don't even know for like this is like right on the tail end of that 80s horror era where you could still just kind of find financing to make fucking anything, and this is a beautiful example of that. Really the most noteworthy thing about the film is Jennifer Aniston, just in the sense of when you stop to think about it, like I just watched a movie for JD Watches Tubi where they got a bunch of characters who are supposed to be, I assume, high school seniors, and every one of these actors is like at least 25 years old and as old as 30. And that happens a lot where you've got like 20-somethings trying to play teens. Jennifer Aniston was 22 when they shot this movie. I was uncomfortable. Now, you need to understand, I was 13 years old when they're 12 years old when this movie came out. I was perfect target demographic for that Jennifer Aniston hook, right? I was a little uncomfortable about how I felt watching Jennifer as she looks so young. It's like it's a rare occurrence where you get a 20 something. But anyway, you can see, I'm not even a fan of Friends, but you can see all sorts of little early nuances of like what would become the Jennifer Aniston Rachel attitude and some of her mannerisms and things. But honestly, like, that was my big takeaway from the first Leprechaun, is just like, okay, so there's like it's gory and there's practical effects, but even those are like, it's very cheap makeup, very like ultra low budget effects, no transitions. They just like edit to an effects shot and then edit away. It's just I struggle to think of anything to say about Leprechaun at all that isn't about Jennifer Aniston. And that makes me feel like a creep because I'm 43 and she was 22 and the character I'm pretty sure was maybe 18 if I'm lucky. But
she was
going
to go get a hotel
me
on her own. She was at
it,
least.
It got me real nostalgic in ways I was not prepared for. We'll put it that way.
Well, you do have the benefit of knowing that Jennifer Aniston has not aged. She looks exactly like she does now.
She's a vampire. Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. Yeah. They're vampires.
Paul Rudd aged considerably this past year. I had a debate about that at dinner last night that you didn't come to. So Jennifer, I'm just saying you missed out on the face I got, you guys. The face. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston has not aged. So you're still just attracted to Jennifer Aniston in her 30s, Jennifer Aniston in her 40s. She happens to be in this movie and she is the same person. You're like, hey, there's that pretty actress I know.
She's a genetically blessed human being. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I love Jennifer Aniston.
She's aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, of course she is. My main note that I had from Leprechaun 1992 was that it felt like a made-for-TV movie. In the The biggest thing is that the opening credits never fucking stop. I expected opening credits through the whole movie. They go on for like 5 minutes. And when you think they're done, now the lady's dead, and there's another credit reminding you of all the people who have been involved in this film. It's just like that's such a made-for-TV thing. And I think it was the funniest thing to happen because unfortunately, The Leprechaun does not have any good jokes. They're delivered well, they are not
Oh,
funny
right.
at all.
Like, clearly
It's
they're trying
unfortunate.
to make him this quippy, like Freddy Krueger type thing, right? Like later
Yep.
Freddy Krueger. And I believe we've talked before. I know we have off the podcast, but I think we've said on the show too. Part of my, like, I'm not the biggest Nightmare on Elm Street franchise fan. And part of the reason for that, especially in the later movies, is I'm not the biggest fan of quippy Freddy, right? I prefer
Depressing.
Freddy when he's a little bit more serious, a little bit more like, I don't mind. He still has that dark sense of humor in the earlier films, but it's not quippy, right? It's not Marvel Comics quippy. And that's clearly what they were aiming for here, is we just want to, like, somebody was trying to do a quippy, weird Freddy Krueger type thing, but also with a leprechaun. And so there we go. But yeah, I just there's like you mentioned, it feels like a made for TV movie. And when you talk about that in the light of like what we were saying earlier with the effects shots, you could very easily just go in and remove some of the gore effects shots, you know, some of the cutaways where they have the real bloody moments. You could very easily just trim those out of this, and this would be a case. It would be an episode of Tales from the Crypt, right? You probably wouldn't even, because Tales from the Crypt was like an HBO show, you probably wouldn't even have to trim those gore bits because they're not particularly graphic or aggressive to begin with. Yes, it very much felt like just some movie of the week made for TV special. You're absolutely right.
Think there's only like 3 deaths total in the whole movie, and
Except, of
technically,
course,
you could cut them.
the only thing, of course, once again, about it that doesn't feel like a random made-for-TV cable movie is, well, it's Jennifer Aniston. You know, it's, man, I, 93 was a long time ago, but I remembered a lot about 93 watching that movie.
I did not because I was 4 years old.
Good old Rachel. Yeah.
I've been trying to follow the conversation,
I'm
but
sorry.
you did kind of. No. I'm saying you blew my mind a couple minutes ago, and you didn't even realize you were doing it. I had an epiphany that apparently I love burned men wearing red and dropping quippy statements while they're fighting people, i.e., Freddy Krueger and Deadpool. When you made the Marvel reference, like, holy shit, how many other things fall into that category? I think you summed up my life perfectly, and you didn't even realize you were doing it, and now I have questions about myself.
So what you're saying is we've deduced that you like men in red who have been burned to death?
Well, not necessarily to death. Deadpool comes back. But
But
yeah,
also
men who have been
the
terribly burned, but are also sarcastic and funny and kind of assholes. Oh my God. I figured out my type and I'm not married to it.
So what I was gonna say, so what you're saying is you'd really like somebody to set John on fire.
I don't want to deal with the hospital part of that, but if he could be burned and then immediately just be burned.
Just make him
No, this is
look
getting
like
too
he's been
morbid
through,
for me.
make him look like
I'm
he's
just gonna
been through hell
get him
and
some
not actually
prosthetics.
put him through it. Okay, yeah, that's
I'm
fair.
gonna get him some prosthetics and some index cards of jokes that I've pre-written, and we're just gonna have a great Friday night, is what
So
I'm saying.
maybe what we were really learning is not that you want somebody to light John on fire, but maybe you just like want to have John wear a Freddy Krueger costume and get down kind of funky weird.
Think I gotta have a discussion with my husband after this.
We this
Be like, you will not understand.
we may need to stop having a discussion on this podcast. So that's Leprechaun, guys.
You got weird Something about Jennifer Aniston. I'm over here in my feelings about Freddy Krueger. Mine are very on point.
Look,
for this podcast.
I have spent an inordinate amount of time reminiscing about her legs in those shorts, and I am too old for that, Michelle. Way too old. Oh my God. Let's talk about Leprechaun.
Leprechaun
Returns
2018. Yeah. Again in North Dakota. And even though it's a shitty state, I feel so thrilled when somebody acknowledges the place I grew up. I mean, I'm a Minnesota girl, but I lived in Fargo for quite a bit of time. But I was raised in Minnesota. I now live in Minnesota again. But it's still, when people ask where I'm from, I say Fargo, North Dakota, because nobody knows where Minnesota is, surprisingly, even though it's where our capital is. How did they not know? So, yeah, I just get thrilled. So when they said they were going back to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, I was like, oh, my God, twice people have known where I live. This is great.
I don't know if you noticed, Michelle, but they even got accurate license plates on all the vehicles. I don't know if maybe that was like a digital.
Notice.
I don't know if it was just like a digital add-in, or if they maybe just actually got some from a, you know, from a prop house or something. But they had legitimate North Dakota license plates on the vehicles.
That's so cool! Wow, North Dakota, we're finally on the map with Leprechaun Returns.
I did find it. It was a very quick joke, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I watched this at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I may be mistaken. I'm pretty sure there's a truck. I know there's a postal service truck in this movie, but I'm pretty sure it says North Dakota Postal Service on it and not United States Postal Service. That may just be a bad memory. I'm not going to go back and find out in my head.
Right.
It's in the North Dakota Postal Service.
Yep. That's we are our own country. I really want to talk about the deaths. There are some cool kills in this movie. The main one, the whole thing is that they're putting solar panels on the house. And one of the guys, the solar panel falls on him and cuts him in half the long way. Oh, my God. I love a long way cut in half. It doesn't happen enough. It's always like magician style.
Explain,
and that's not nearly as good.
For those who might not understand your obvious terminology, please explain what you mean by the long way.
If you had a hot dog and you were going to cut it in half to share with a person, there's a way that you would try to cut it in half. And that would be the smallest diameter of the hot dog would be sliced, and you would each have a butt of the hot dog. But why have each a butt of the hot dog when you can have two halves of a butt, and you can stand that puppy up in the weirdest way possible and try to cut down so that you each can put part of a hot dog on a bun and have just less hot dog in each bite? That's the way this man gets cut in half by a solar panel.
I would
guess
have
what
just
I'm having
said,
for lunch.
I would have just said he got split in front and back and not side to side, and yeah, that would have been quicker.
But side to
but,
side
okay.
could be left and right. I mean, was it the left and right sides of his skull down the long
oh,
way?
Oh, I see, which is, yeah, so I guess technically, mm-hmm. yeah, there are three ways you can be cut in half. There are three dimensions
yeah.
here. So,
yep.
So when this is it, this gets us to it. So when you were thinking the right way, you were thinking like across the waistline, like top
like a magician
and bottom,
going terribly
like,
wrong,
right.
cutting a lady in half,
like top
yep.
and bottom. When I was yep. thinking the wrong way, or you said like obviously the way he gets split front and back, and then he falls in
Good
half,
point.
And you get to see all the guts, and it's great.
You and I were both missing key details in this explanation.
Right. But I was yep. thinking split down the middle, like side to side.
Yeah,
which
is
also
good. But not
but
as good.
Not as,
as
good as front to back. Like the front
no,
to back
front and
split the. Oh God, that was and especially like, I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I thought, well, we're gonna get a nice. I did not think we were gonna get the full separation internal
yeah.
anatomy shot. I figured just like half a body sliding down the panels was all we were gonna get. I should have known better.
Kostansky would never do that to us. Oh,
so,
I was so happy.
So much
with that
delightful
joke.
Splatter in this, which is what bumps it from the 2 to a 3 for me, is just this incredible
exactly.
splatter.
It's worth watching for the death and also the main character. So I have problems with the other characters. One's anxious and anal retentive. One's drunk. One's an asshole ex-boyfriend. The other one's a filmmaker. And those four people, that is their thing. Everything they say and do is related to those character traits and they never deviate from it. But then you have the kind of leader of the sorority group. I forgot her name, but she's the one that's like in charge before Tori Redding's daughter gets out there. And then you have the main character, Tori Redding, Jennifer Aniston's daughter. And those two felt like real characters. Granted, the leader of the sorority group still has some one dimensionality where she's into her asshole ex-boyfriend, but she's still having discussions and she's still moving the plot along in ways outside of that. The main character is phenomenal. She's actually a very good actress and I believed everything and she was high quality. So between her being in this film after just watching Leprechaun, where I didn't like anybody, her plus these kills makes it like a pretty decent movie in a way I did not expect and worth watching at least once. The Leprechaun, still pretty annoying. But at least in this one, he's dangerous. And he's tricking people by saying, I never said I'd lay a hand on you. I didn't say I wouldn't kill you. Like he's still trickery and I appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah, I thought the design of the Leprechaun was better in Leprechaun Returns. Definitely had a more menacing kind of appearance, which I understand in the original was never the point to begin with. But no, I thought it just overall looked better. The effects looked better. But again, part of what I liked about it is because I say I like the way Leprechaun Returns is nostalgic for Leprechaun, right? Mm-hmm. It reminded me in a lot of ways of Scream 6. And what
yes,
I mean by that...
that's a
yeah,
really good
so,
comparison.
Or not Scream 6, Scream 5. The one
yes,
where...
Yes, the new Scream films.
Yeah, the first yes. of the new generation Scream, the first Jenna Ortega one.
Where you don't have to see the original, but it's nice to see the nod
right,
to it.
Right, right. But what I like about it is, look, we know the Leprechaun, like Leprechaun is the movie it is, right? But it does have a very significant cult following. There are, 6 or 7 sequels in this franchise for a reason. And even though the movie is, and I think even big fans of it would tell you, is ridiculous. The sequel treats it with a certain amount of reverence still.
Absolutely.
And it's yeah. a nostalgic reverence. It's right. It's like saying, yes, we're adults now and we can look back and know that it was ridiculous, but it's not trying to remake the original and give it a different tone, but it is in a way saying what we need you to understand is when we were 12 and we watched this, what we're giving you now is sort of the experience we had in our head. While we were watching what it was, we were imagining it as what it could have been, and that's what we're trying to give you now. We're trying to say, look, we know it's silly. We know it's absurd. But it mattered to us. And there's, like, when Ozzy... First, when the truck first pulls up and it says Ozzy's Painting and Taxi, I was like, oh, that's a nice little nod. And then the dude gets out and I'm like, oh, they're bringing the character back. And it's the same actor, even. Mm-hmm. As okay, like that's I'm you know, and I'm sure it's also in part because I'm getting older myself. I am a sucker for genuine nostalgia like that, and I just thought the way it was presented, I thought it was really cleverly written. The way they tied it back in with the original, You've got that iconic well. I find myself wondering if that's not a well that was just still in a prop house somewhere that they found and they were able to drag out, or more likely somebody who is a huge fan of this film painstakingly recreated it because of their love for that original film. And like, that's part of that experience was so palpable watching Leprechaun Returns that even though I didn't have that personally have that nostalgia for this movie, I understand that nostalgia as a concept, and I really enjoy that kind of thing.
As somebody who just watched Leprechaun right before starting Leprechaun Returns, even I was excited to see how well they tied into the original. I didn't even mention the very opening of the leprechaun being all gooey inside the well. That's great. That's again showcasing the exact thing that I love Kostanski for, which is the way that he uses practical effects. And I think that also that, and then immediately following it up with showing the tie into the original, I was like, oh man, we might actually be onto something. And then the lead character being likable and very solid and well acted and well developed. It's a pretty good movie. I didn't expect this. I thought I was going to be upset.
Absolutely. Especially, again, while I was watching the first one, I was like, oh, man, what have I done to us here? This is really not, it's not my vibe, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be Michelle's vibe, and she's going to be so mad at me. But, no, the,
you know that
really...
I love watching something that makes me hate myself, though. So.
The only thing missing from Leprechaun Returns was, you know, Jennifer Aniston's legs in those shorts. It's really...
Did you want the whole part of her, or did you just want the legs in the shorts? That is an important question, because it is a horror podcast.
Here's the thing. I make a joke about how the only thing they were missing, but I don't know. This is how much... This is an embarrassing indicator of how familiar I am with her appearance in that 1992 Leprechaun film. But I don't know if you noticed, but not the daughter, but the leader girl who was the one who took all the...
The one who was supposed to pick her up.
Yeah, the one who took the leprechaun's gold to help pay for the house.
That one's different. That's the anxious girl.
Well, she's the one, she took the one with the long brown hair who took all the gold to help pay for the projects, and then, you know, when she tells, anyway, it's getting all weird now, and it's gonna see, the only point I'm trying to make is her wardrobe design was very similar to the wardrobe design of Jennifer Aniston's character in the first one. And I don't know if that was somebody saying, oh, I at least want to make this look... Maybe I just spent too much time looking at Jennifer Aniston in Leprechaun that I immediately started finding any reminiscence. Their wardrobes are the same. Michelle, get me out of this before I say something even stupider and weirder.
I'm waiting for you to breathe so I can, but I am going to make it weirder in that when I said that man...
She makes it real hard to breathe.
When I said that man was cut in half the best way, you think Jennifer Aniston cut in half the normal way would be the best way.
What?
And you get those legs. You get the legs.
Michelle.
Well, I have nothing else to add. What a weird way to start a Sunday morning. I have so many chores to do. I'm feeling kind of sick. I have been having night terrors again. I'm in a weird place.
Yeah. And I just spent way too long with memories of Jennifer Aniston from 1992. I am in a weird place too.
This is what a weird way to celebrate a holiday, you know?
Yeah. Well, was that
only
what we
Christmas
were doing?
Could be like this.
Were we celebrating, Michelle? Is that necessarily the word we want to use?
I feel like anytime I get to revisit a horror classic, I am celebrating something, and that is being alive and other horror nerd fans.
Awesome.
Nerds.
Sweet. Well, let's get this all put up. Let's get this up for people to listen to. It's still St. Patrick's Day.
I think something's already up. Jennifer Aniston. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, anyway. I find her beautiful, too.
Anyway, guys, if you want to see a decent, goofy, splattery, practical effects movie, go watch Leprechaun Returns. If you want to see Jennifer Aniston's 22-year-old legs in short shorts, go watch Leprechaun.
If you want to see more of us, like and follow us on social media. Should I become that person?
No, if you want to see more of us, see a fucking
about
doctor.
About how you feel.
That's my advice. If you want more of this, you need more of help is what you need.
The doctor's going to tell you not to listen to us anymore.
The doctor's
going to
tell
doctor.
You none of this is real.
No, my nightmare. What a weird
Michelle.
Fucking day. I am ready to go, JD. I'm ready to just go hide in a hut alone in the dark.
Well, then say goodnight, Michelle.
Good night, Michelle.
For more horror content, visit WeWatchShudder.com, where you'll find our world-famous patent-pending ghoul blog and squelch files, as well as a schedule of upcoming episodes. Find us on social media at WeWatchShudder on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and I guess Twitter if you're still doing that for whatever reason. You can email us. mail@WeWatchShudder.com is the address. mail@WeWatchShudder.com. You can even call and leave us a voicemail. 701-566-9510. No, really. 701-566-9510. Give it a shot. See what happens. We Watch Shudder is a production of Rat Factory Media.